That is a fairly typical piece by Charles Ives. It was his Overture in March, 1776, played by the U.S. Marine Band, led by Timothy Foley, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Good afternoon, I'm Kevin Kelly, and pleased to have you along today. The show is your connection to local performances, and coming up later on the program today, I'll be talking with Carrie Woolard, one of the folks who's involved in, producing and promoting the annual All Out a cappella show that happens at Unity High School in Tolono. It's this Saturday, and early show at 5, late show at 8, and a whole bunch of a cappella groups involved. We'll hear more about that coming up. But first, I have two guests, both with the University of Illinois band program. The U of I Wind Symphony is giving a concert tomorrow night with the title American Icons. As the title implies, it's all American music. And it's kind of a doctoral recital for the guy who is the main conductor on the program, who's also an assistant director of bands at the U of I. His name, Ashley Jarrell. He's with me today, and also the acting director of bands, Linda Morehouse, is with me also. So thanks both very much for coming in.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Did I say that right? Are you acting or interim?
Actually, I'm interim.
Interim. Okay.
Yes.
I had a feeling as soon as I said that. Because you were one, and then you were the other.
I was acting when my colleague was still
here,
a part of the faculty.
Yeah, which we won't talk about.
Okay.
So, Ashley, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about the concept for the program. I know there's sort of a central piece to it, but there's also some connections to the U of I. There's connections from one composer to another.
Sure. It's basically based on my research in American music and as it relates to the University of Illinois and specifically the University of Illinois band program. It's kind of centered around the Roy Harris piece that is the part of my doctoral recital I've put the most time in. I've actually produced the critical edition that will be performed Thursday. It's got a rather lengthy title. I know we're going to listen to a little bit of it in a bit, but it's Ad Majorem Gloriam Universitatis Illinorum, so to the glory of the University of Illinois. And each one of the pieces on the program has almost a direct connection to that piece and Roy Harris as a professor. His students are also involved in the program, and so it's a connective tissue between American music and the University of Illinois, Roy Harris, Charles Ives, American.
Why did you pick Roy Harris for in this particular piece for your dissertation?
Well, it actually was in the SUSE archives. I was up there doing some research, and Roy Harris is fairly well known for his Third Symphony and as an orchestral composer. So not much is known about his works for band. And so when I came across it in the archives, I thought, wow, this has never been performed, and had not at that point since the premiere in 1958. So because he's considered a major American composer, I thought this really needs to have another life. And so that's when I started doing the research, putting together the different versions of his score and parts, and putting the critical edition together.
And two questions from what you just said. Let's see if I can remember the second one after I asked the first one. Why did it never get played again?
Well, there's a number of reasons for that. One, the instrumentation is quite large, so it requires a lot of forces on the stage for it to happen. The other is that, from all indications, Harris was still editing all the way up to the point of the performance, and a lot of it was incomplete. He continued to make edits on the work when he left the campus, and those edits were never fully realized until tomorrow night. So I don't think he was ready for it to have another performance. I think it's one of those he kept working on for a while.
Is it possible to explain to somebody who's not musicologically inclined what it means to make a critical edition?
Sure. I had to take the different versions of the score, one of which was in our archives here, which actually did not end up being the final version that he wanted. He took another copy with him, which was located in the Cal State University, the Harris Archives there at Cal State. And there was a third version that was actually located in the Library of Congress, which was donated to the library after he passed away. And so I took all three of those sources and tried to put together from his edits and his notes the edition that we will perform.
Can you talk about the impetus of the piece? It was commissioned by Mark Kinsley for the opening of the Harding Band Building, as you said. But Harris had an idea, didn't he, that it had to do with Illinois, the land, its people.
He began correspondence with A.A. Harding, the first director of bands at the University of Illinois, all the way back to 1941. And I've managed to locate those letters. So he knew that he wanted to honor the university with a large-scale work for band, but the opportunity did not present itself for another 17 years until 1958. And that occasion was the dedication of the Harding Band Building and the American Bandmasters Association Conference, which was here on campus. Those things happened simultaneously. It was March 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th here at the university in 1958. So they had an entire week of concerts here for the dedication.
Pretty celebratory event.
It was, although the work is not so celebratory in nature. So that might be one of the reasons that the audience was maybe taken aback at the end of the piece. It's a pretty serious and large-scale work.
Well, because it is large-scale, we're not going to hear anywhere near all of it, but let's at least give a listening to the opening. So this is the premiere performance, right?
This is. This is from the original reels that they used to record that it's been digitized.
Roy Harris conducting the University of Illinois Concert Band, Ad Majorem Gloriam Universitatis Illinorum, which, what is it?
To the glory of the University of Illinois. Right.
By Roy Harris. It's going to be conducted by Ashley Jarrell, one of my guests today on Live and Local, the U of I Wind Symphony, who will give an All-American Concert tomorrow night at the Kranert Center in Urbana.
Thank you.
Well, as part of the long introduction to a piece by American composer Roy Harris, which translates from the Latin to the glory of the University of Illinois. It was written for the University of Illinois band program, and he conducted the premiere with the U of I concert band. In fact, that's what that recording came from. The piece is going to be played by the U of I Wind Symphony tomorrow night at the Krannert Center in Urbana, a concert that starts at 7:30 and will be led by the guy who made the what is known in our business here as the critical edition of the score from notes, sketches, original parts, et cetera, et cetera. More on that in just a second. And his name, Ashley Jarrell, here on Live and Local. And he'll conduct most of the All-American program, and then the director of bands, Linda Morehouse, will lead the last concert, last piece on the program. But they were just telling me as we're listening to this piece that you heard a little bit about how he pieced together the critical edition. You tell it. I mean, it sounds
well and also
mortifying.
Well, it was a bit, and I also want to let the listeners know that we'll begin tomorrow night with the pre-concert lecture at 7, so I can go into this story a little more. But as I mentioned earlier, took the source material from 3 different scores, but the SUSE archives had an incomplete set of parts. And so we assumed that because he was still editing that maybe the parts had been discarded and didn't really think that much about it because we had the score material. However, this past Friday, Scott Schwartz, who's the director of the SUSE archives, asked Linda and myself and also our band's librarian to look in the archives at some old band music to see what needed to be housed in the Harding Band Building again. They were trying to renovate and get rid of some things. And Linda went through one of the drawers, and under some old programs, she said, "Hey, what's this?" And it was clearly marked parts to Ad Majorem. And so I spent the weekend going through those parts and re-editing what will be performed Thursday. One of the discoveries was that there was an E-flat contralto clarinet part, which was not indicated in the score. So we frantically asked one of the doctoral students. I made the part out, and we asked him to join. So he received the part Monday, and he will be performing Thursday night.
So is that one of those things where all that work I did and I could have just used these things?
a bit, you know, and it was helpful because as he rehearsed the piece here on campus, when he discovered mistakes, the students in the ensemble wrote those mistakes in and corrected them on their parts, but he didn't necessarily do it in the score.
On the score,
right.
Yeah. Well, folks can find here the results of all your work, and of course their work. I understand it's quite a difficult piece to play. His eyes just got big. Like, yeah,
it is, and it's quite long. That was all we got through just now, was almost all of the introduction. But as the piece progresses, it actually gets quite difficult, especially for the brass. It's very taxing. There's a lot that's demanded of them. Lots of range issues, long phrases, lots of playing without a breath. So the students have done a remarkable job, and it should be a good performance tomorrow.
I mentioned at the outset that this concert is something of a doctoral recital for you. Of course, it's a full concert by the Wind Symphony. But that points to the fact that you're actually the first doctoral student in wind conducting at the U of I. Linda, you want to talk about why it took so long, if you even know, to have a doctoral program of this sort?
I think
why it's important?
Well, why is it important? Well, those of us who are wind band conductors, we have two options with degrees. One would be the Doctor of Musical Arts, and the other would be a Doctor of Philosophy. The philosophy degree is a research degree, and the musical arts degree is a performance degree. So if you're focusing on conducting, which is a performing art, then you want to do it at a higher level than the master's, then the Doctor of Musical Arts makes perfect sense. And the degree, for whatever reason, it wasn't in place until 3 years ago. And we were able to get the curriculum moving and approved, and we're lucky enough to have Ashley come up and be accepted into the program, and he is going to set a very high bar for the future doctoral students who come through our WIND conducting program.
Well, it does seem a little bit odd to have a bunch of folks with doctorates leading a program that you can't train people to come out of there with that degree. So now you can.
Now so, we can,
yeah.
Yes.
There's a lot of other music on the program. It is all American. You want to talk a little bit, Ashley, about the connections from one to the other? You indicated earlier that it's sort of teacher kind of thing.
Sure. Well, we begin with Charles Ives. As you know, most serious original American music starts with Charles Ives, and he kind of established the blueprint of the very American composer, a mantra that Roy Harris really tried to take on. Interesting story about Roy Harris is that he was born in 1898 in Oklahoma, which it was a territory at that time, and because they didn't keep very good birth records, he was able to embellish his personal narrative a bit by telling people that he was born in a log cabin on Lincoln's birthday in Lincoln County, Oklahoma. So he really took a page from Charles Ives from that perspective. Then from there, both Harris pieces, we're also performing his, it's up for debate, Cimarron or Cimarron, as we were discussing earlier, symphonic overture. That was his first piece for wind band, which he wrote in 1941. And after that, we go to some pieces by his students. Roy Harris was a faculty member at over 20 universities during his career, and so he really was able to affect a lot of composition students. Two on the program are H. Owen Reed, who's probably most well-known for his La Fiesta Mexicana piece, which is actually a cornerstone of the wind band repertoire, and then also William Schumann, who has written several pieces for band and orchestra. His most famous would probably be the New England Triptych, and we're doing his Newsreel and Five Shots, which is not very well known, and it's the first piece that he actually wrote for band. So that's also on the program. And then Linda actually closes the program with Give Us This Day by David Maslanka, who is a student of H. Owen Reed. So it kind of is this thread of American composition from the beginning to end.
Seems like a nice conception. You want to talk about that Maslanka piece? He's got a kind of an interesting genesis for it. Buddhist, somehow.
David is a very spiritual person. Not many people will leave an academic position like he did and travel out west to search for a home, not knowing anything about where an address is. Just a voice told him to leave and go find. But he has been a very successful composer who has been able to live by all the commissions that he's had. His music is very spiritual. It's very soulful. He loves the key of C. And most all of his pieces are based on some type of a chorale. This particular piece, he subtitled it Short Symphony for Band. Most of David's works are 30, 40, 50 minutes long, his larger works. And this one is short in that it's only 16 minutes. It's in two movements. The first really capture, well, actually both movements capture David's musical writing. Very tuneful, melodic, lots of percussion sounds, the use of piano, the use of soloists, and then with that second movement, there's just an incessant driving energy that takes us into when we finally hear the chorale, which he sets not in its original key, just a little bit of a harmonic twist to it. Hmm. But he's written over 100 works, and he is a very popular composer for wind band.
Yeah, I've certainly seen his name a lot and heard some of his pieces, and it seems like he and Joseph Schwantner are the two names that I see a lot, not only for in Schwantner's case for band, but also for other ensembles as well. I'm looking at Maslanka's notes to this score, and he says that although Give Us This Day, is the words are from the Lord's Prayer, the inspiration is Buddhist, coming from the notion of mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
And he says here that this piece gives us this very moment of awakeness and aware aliveness.
Yes, to always always have an understanding of who we are and where we are on this earth, and not to take that for granted.
Let's give a listen to, again, the opening of a fairly long piece. It might be short for him, but it's long for Live and Local. David Maslanka's Give Us This Day. The performance here, you know, I didn't write down who the performance is. I'll look it up, and maybe we'll know by the time we come back to you. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. U of I Wind Symphony performs tomorrow night at the Krannert Center in Urbana for a 7:30 start. That's the opening of the work by David Maslanka called Give Us This Day, a performance by Trade Winds, conducted by Daniel Schmidt here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, where our broadcast is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, preserving our nation's music heritage at the University of Illinois, now featuring new exhibits entitled On the Road Again, Cruising Coast to Coast with America's Music. More information is available at sousaarchives.org. And I want to add just briefly that today's the first day of our Tools for the Job radio campaign here at Illinois Public Media. Your support is essential to ensuring that we have the right technology in place to provide you with programming like Live and Local that you have come to depend on. Lots of technology involved, whether it's physical equipment, electronics, et cetera, it all allows us to do what we do so that you can enjoy shows like this one. You can help us get off to a great start with your call to 217-244-9455, or you can donate online at willpledge.org, 217-244-9455. Or donate at willpledge.org. And thanks very much for your ongoing support of these stations. I wanted to give you a chance, Ashley, before we let you go and we start talking about a cappella music on this program, to introduce a piece you mentioned. It's called Newsreel by William Schumann. It's kind of an interesting concept and a fun piece.
Yeah, it's a very interesting piece. It's called Newsreel in Five Shots, and they are five very, very short movements. The third movement in particular is less than a minute. He was fascinated by newsreels, and coming primarily from the 30s and 40s. And it's a very whimsical piece, and he originally wrote it for young band. Unfortunately, it proved to be too difficult for young bands to perform. But it was written in 42. It doesn't get a lot of play anymore, and it's really a piece that should come back to the fore. Like most pieces, he wrote it for band and orchestra, but I'd really like to see it more on other programs because it's an excellent piece. I think the audience is really going to like it.
Well, it's got some great little, as you say, there's six movements. Horse race, fashion show, tribal dance, I like this one, monkeys at the zoo, mm-hmm. And finally, a parade, so the sort of newsreels that people used to see in advance of a movie.
Right. And they're just sort of short little vignettes. He establishes a mood, and you go on to the next one.
Well, let's give a listen to at least some of it. A newsreel and all the other pieces we've mentioned will be played by the University of Illinois Wind Symphony tomorrow night at 7:30. Ashley Jarrell will give a pre-concert talk starting at 7. Will that be in the hall?
It will.
Be in the hall with the Fullinger Great Hall, the Krannert Center in Urbana. And he'll conduct most of the concert, and then Linda Morehouse will conduct the Maslanka piece we just sampled a moment ago. Thank you both very much for coming on Live and Local today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, we heard almost all of the newsreel in five shots by American composer William Schumann. Horse race, fashion show, tribal dance, monkeys at the zoo. And if you want to hear the final movement called Parade, you got to go to the Wind Symphony concert at the U of I tomorrow night, 7:30. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. And my next guest is Carrie Woolard, who is one of the organizers of and promoters for the annual All Out a cappella show that happens at Unity High School in Tolono. And it is this Saturday. There's two performances at 5 o'clock and at 8 o'clock. A number of university groups from the University of Illinois here and folks from elsewhere as well. Carrie, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Kevin.
What year are we on now?
We are on year 9. I'm very excited we were able to keep this going for 9 years, and it's grown every year.
Grown in what sense?
In the amount of groups we have, doing two concerts, and the amount of attendees. It's been outstanding.
You certainly want the attendance to go up. Are you to the point of needing a third show?
Well, actually, we collected tickets today sort of see where we were at. And as I was driving away, I was going, no, we cannot add a third show. Just too much. But we're at the point where we're getting close to selling out two shows.
How did this idea come up? And why Unity? Just because you happen to be involved there?
We were forming a music booster organization down there, and we were looking for ways to raise funds to help support the programs. We happened to have one of the groups from the U of I, the Extension Cords, down for a performance just to get some kids excited about music. And after talking to one of the gentlemen in the group, who was a Champaign resident, and we came up with the idea of doing this festival or doing this show one time, see how it went over. And that's how it started.
See, and Extension Cords is one of the all-male groups.
That is correct. That is one of the all-male groups from here at the University of Illinois, and they've been with us from the very beginning.
So the initial show, what, just had a few groups on?
We had three groups, if I remember right, and we ended up maybe selling a couple hundred tickets. So that was a good show. Auditorium holds about 450, 200 attendees. Three groups, and everyone had a great time, and they're like, when are you going to do it again? So the following year, a few more groups and kept going.
I know we've got a number of recordings. We'll hear a few, at least, of some of the groups involved. This one is the group you mentioned, the Extension Cord. So this comes from a live performance. Does it happen to be at one of the All Out
Yes,
a cappella?
This happens to be at one of the All Out a cappellas. I believe it was in last year's show. And actually, now one of the unique things about this, we've had a graduate from Unity who now sings in Extension Cords. So he's loved it so much, seemed to want to try to go into it. And he's a student here at the U of I. He's joined the Extension Cords.
And you do have a Unity group, at least one Unity group, on
That's
the program.
Correct. That's right. We have an all-girls group called Surreal Sound.
Okay. This is the Extension Cords, who will be appearing on both performances of All Out a cappella in Tolono on Saturday. This is Live and Local.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw. Some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle. Some nights I wish they'd just fall off. But I still wake up, I still see your ghost. Oh Lord, I'm still not sure what I stand for. Oh, 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 stand for, oh, oh, stand for. Stands, I don't know anymore. Oh, 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 oh
I sold my soul for this. I washed my hands and dad for this. I miss my mom and dad for this. But when I see stars, that's all they are. When I hear songs, they sound like a swan, so come on. Most amazing things that they can come from. Some terrible
That is the abrupt end of that. A live performance at a recent all-out a cappella program at Unity High School in Tolono, the Extension Chords from the University of Illinois. Some Nights, it's called, and heard that here on Live and Local. In advance of the 9th annual all-out show, that it will be back in Tolono this coming Saturday. Early show at 5, late show at 8, and my guest this portion of Live and Local, Carrie Woolard. I characterized you initially as one of the organizers of the show. Mm-hmm. Fair enough?
Fair enough. That
and
is correct.
Principal promoter?
My wife and I have been in the and several of the other music boosters have been the organizers of it since day one. We've been involved.
What's the appeal of a cappella music for you personally?
I've always enjoyed it. Sang a little bit of barbershop very early, as you know. We had... spent some time doing that together, but also through high school, sang in a cappella groups, in particular madrigal type singing before, and enjoyed how much the voices got to play off each other, and if the group performs right, listening to each other, the sounds that come out of it are great.
Yeah, listening is key.
That's right.
Otherwise, nobody wants to listen to
That's correct.
Yeah. And has it been, are you particularly fond of, for lack of a better term, sort of college-style a cappella?
I like a lot of the collegiate. I listen to a couple of professional groups that are out there also. Just enjoy seeing how much excitement goes on in these groups as they work together and grow. One of the goals of this concert has not only been to raise funds, but also to show the students in the Unity that they can take music on down the road with them, not have to choose it as a career, not have to choose it as a major. You take a look at some of these groups that are performing, such as No Comment, one of the top 10 groups in the country last year. Only one of them is a music major. Mm. So these students are doing other things, engineering, biochemical majors, things like that. But they still enjoy music, and they take it with them on through.
Well, and almost more than any other type of music, singing is one thing you really can do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you literally can do it anywhere.
That's right. I hear a lot of it in elevators, just people sitting there singing. But you're right. You get a group like this who can go anywhere and perform anywhere. Mm.
And you don't have to carry, you are carrying your instrument around.
That's right. Carry a pitch pipe or something to give you the pitch, and you can go from there.
I always thought that a cappella was an interesting term. I mean, it means any type of unaccompanied singing, but originally means literally, I'm not sure, in the chapel, in chapel style. So
that's what I've heard. I've never really tried to research that end of it. So
yeah, well, I was told that years ago when I sang in a cappella groups that you know were in the chapel, were in a church, and that is the derivation has come out to be pretty much anything on any kind of unaccompanied singing, and in this context, a particular style of singing, which we're sampling. You have several groups from the U of I. Extension Chords is all male. Rip Chords,
all female. We have No Comment and No Strings Attached, which are mixed a cappella groups, No Strings being more of a jazz-oriented group. The Rip Chords, all female. We have a new group we've never had with us this year, which is Chi-Town, which is an all-men's group, sort of a South Asian group. We've wanted to have them a couple of years, just haven't been able to work it out, and they're down here with us for the second show.
Yeah, Chi-Town, Indian.
That's correct.
Actually, Hindi and English. They sing in both.
They do.
Sometimes in the same song.
That's right. I was hoping to bring a cut from them, a recording of them, but everyone I found had girls screaming in the background, so it just got very distracting in that. They have a great following, a great, powerful sound, great harmonies.
And they're fun to watch. They do a lot of dancing.
That's
right. We actually, several years ago, I'm going to forget what we actually called it now. We, on our companion station, WILL-TV, we hosted a contest.
That's right.
For college a cappella, and they were the winners.
I think you were the judge of it. I was actually here helping.
Oh, were you?
Move groups around. Since I knew a lot of them, I came down to help out.
Well, I was one of three judges, and the audience were judges. It was a lot of fun. I always wished we'd do it again, but that hasn't happened yet. Maybe someday. Well, here's a group from Illinois State University.
Illinois State University. We've had groups from Illinois State before. This one we have not. It's a mixed group called the Clefhangers. A lot of fun, good pop sound to them, and a lot of excitement.
Let's give a listen.
stars. It's been written in the scars on our hearts. We're not broken, just bent, and we can learn to love again.
Just give me a reason,
just a little,
just enough,
just a second,
just not broken, we're not broken, just bent,
like it's in the stars. It's been written in the scars on our hearts. We're not broken, just bent, and we can learn to love again.
That's from a live performance by the Clefhangers, a cappella group from Illinois State University, who will perform twice on the All Out a cappella program at Unity High School in Tolono this Saturday. Early show is at 5, late show is at 8 o'clock. And pretty much everybody is the same, except that no strings attached, as Carrie Woolard mentioned earlier, performs only at the early show, and then Chaitown performs only at the late show.
That's correct.
Because that's when you could get them.
That's right. Got to work around those performers sometimes.
Well, it's fun to hear this music, and you know, I haven't gotten myself to this concert yet.
Well, you'll have to make a trip down.
Yeah, maybe this Saturday. How does somebody get tickets, by the way?
Easiest way is to go onto the Unity Music Booster website, unitymusicboosters.org. You can purchase them that way, or you can call down to the high school, down at Unity High School during school hours, and order tickets that way also.
And can they do it online as well?
Yes, at the website. They can order.
Unitymusicboosters.org. You just said that, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, I did.
I'm looking ahead to the next thing.
We were talking about listening earlier.
You know, sometimes the interviewers is talking on thin ice because, you know, you're trying to think of what are you doing next.
What's the next
while
step?
You're also listening. And sometimes I'm always petrified that what just happened will happen, that you answered a question that I already that I was about to ask. Anyway, what I was looking ahead is to say that programs on WILL are made possible with the support of the Friends of WILL and in part by a grant from the Illinois Arts Council, an agency of the state of Illinois. I also want to remind folks that it's the first day of our Tools for the Job radio campaign, and we will be very happy to have your support to ensure that we have the right technology to provide you with shows like Live and Local and get them on the air. The phone number is 217-244-9455, or you can give online at willpledge.org. I want to say thanks to Carrie Woolard for producing the annual All Out a cappella program, and for joining us on the show today.
Thanks a lot, Kevin.
Unity High School in Tolono. Show starts at 5 or 8. Take your pick or go to both on Saturday. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly, and we're on 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. Here's a tiny bit from No Comment from the University of Illinois.
Clock strikes upon the hour and the sun begins to fade. There's still enough time to figure out how to chase my blues away. I've been alright up till now. The light of day has shown me how. So when the night comes, my lonely heart will go on. I want to dance with somebody. I want to feel the heat with somebody. Somebody, I'm a dancer, the way the sun, but I'm not a dancer.
Amanda Beard, Development Director at Illinois Public Media. Over the next couple of days, you'll be hearing messages from our staff giving you some details about how your contribution helps them have the right tools to bring you great radio every day. Our goal during this drive is to raise $50,000 in just 4 days. Help us to continue to provide you with great radio. To make your contribution, call 217-244-9455 or donate online at willpledge.org. Thanks.